Our truth is to hold the mark and the fruit of sanctification, are the fruit of the Spirit, patience by tradition. Love leads the list in that instance. The fruit of the Spirit is love. That is principally love to God. But our love to God is ignited by the flame of God's love to us. And it is by the Holy Spirit that this igniting love is shed abroad in our hearts. Romans 5:5. And that is by the Holy Spirit that the fruit of love is born. So also is it true in the outreach of hope. If love is resourceful, a spiritual house offer a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Spiritual sacrifice. Sacrifices are, of course, sacrifices indicted by and directed by the Holy Spirit. Now these references to the Holy Spirit and to the manifold activities of the Holy Spirit are sufficient to establish this doctrine that it is the Holy Spirit who is particularly the agent in the sanctifying process. There are we have had occasion already to refer to the centrality of knowledge and understanding in the sanctifying process. And of course, when we are thinking of knowledge and understanding, we are not thinking of these in a very intellective sense. But in that pregnant sense that is relevant within the Christian faith, that sense that prompts to adoration of adoration of God and cultivation of the truth. But two observations are relevant at this point. The knowledge on which emphasis is placed is knowledge of the truth and truth as it finds its focus in him who is the truth, and therefore is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's the knowledge, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. And again, knowledge and understanding in this context are of the heart. Ephesians 1:18 and 2 Corinthians 4:6. Then we appreciate the centrality of knowledge thus characterized. We shall appreciate the significance of our Lord's own teaching in regard to the Holy Spirit. Our Lord's own teaching. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth.
The work effectually in the hearts of time
to the end that they might be them and to all the fullness of God. And the chain to the goal appointed for them a great conformity to the image of him who is the truth. And it is appropriate that conformity to the image of him who is to us with eminence evolved by him who is the Spirit. Now this truth of the indwelling and constant working of the Holy Spirit assures us that sanctification is of God. That we are just as dependent upon the efficacious grace of God in the sphere of sanctification as we are in any other aspect of our salvation. Burden and sanctity should remind us that we are just as dependent upon the efficacious grace God in the sphere of sanctification as we are in any other aspect of our salvation. In other words, sanctification does not progress by the force of some law of human psychology. It is indeed true that there is something in the nature of a renewed heart that is consonant with and promotes growth in holiness. Because the renewed heart acts according to its own nature. And the most characteristic thing of a renewed heart is that it is holy. Holy. Renewed after the image of God in holiness. But a renewed heart is one indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And apart from that conditioning, that constant conditioning by the presence of the Holy Spirit, that constant conditioning by the presence of the Holy Spirit, it will lose its identity as a renewed heart. We must also remember that the indwelling and effective operation of the Holy Spirit ensure that the measure of his sanctifying grace is never height to the measure of our consciousness. The measure is good enough to the measure of our consciousness. For in this, he does exceeding abundantly above all that we are able to ask or even to think. There is an efficacy that far transcends the power of our introspection or observation. And not only is there that exceeding abundantly above what we can ask of him. Not only is there that consolation, but there is the consolation also that it is the omniscient Holy Spirit who steps upon the and knows the depth for the iniquity to be purged. See the depths and subtleties of the iniquities to be purged. We can never disentangle the network of our own iniquity. I can never fathom the depth. You cannot even fathom the depth of the exciting for the great heart. It is deceitful above all things. The depth of the only Holy Spirit alone knows enough to deprave mind. It is deceitful above all things. The death is illusion. Only Holy Spirit alone knows. Be effectively with our sinfulness. And he alone knows enough. He alone knows enough. The measure of his demands of that conformity of his believers are destined. The Holy Spirit is that who scales the heights of the Redeemer's glory. And the truth is exceedingly precious. The sanctification does not, in the final analysis, depend upon us, not in the final analysis, but depend upon us, but upon the grace of the Holy Spirit. And that he would not fail. To glorify
Something more specific.
in the agency of Christ, as it applies to progressive sanctification. I think the scripture requires us to go further. That any of these details, all of them, fell in love. There is, first of all, in this continuing agency of Christ, there is, first of all, the virtue that resides in him as a result of his finished work. And it is that virtue that is the dynamic in the work of sanctification. It's that virtue that is the dynamic. And therefore, is a virtue constantly emanating from him. As the one in whom he abides, the fullness of faith and virtue and power. You remember that we found that concept earlier when we were dealing with the concept of the church as the fullness of him who led it all in all. And you remember the concept that I think is established clearly by the three Ephesian passages, is that it indwells the plenitude of grace, and that it is constantly being communicated to the church.